Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So President Trump didn't like the prayer breakfast speaker yesterday. There's a bishop who I guess said some things he didn't like, and he went after it pretty good this morning, right after midnight, actually, on Truth Social. So the opening skit from SNL, maybe not too far off the mark, be breaking news across the board all the time. We'll see what Trump 2.0 looks like. A ton of executive orders, a lot of things going on, some not controversial, some controversial. There's a real range of things that are happening. It's almost hard to keep up. Our good friend Ozzie Palomo from Chartwell Strategy was at the inauguration and joins us now on Brian and Company. Ozzie, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How was it?
It was interesting. It was crowded. It was cold. It was Trumpian. It was everything that was expected of inauguration in January in Washington.
Yeah, it must have been. Was it fun?
It was. I mean, look, there was a ton of buzz and kind of good vibes leading into it. Everywhere you went, there was kind of this good feeling. I can tell you, in comparison to 2017, when I was there as well, it was a totally different kind of feeling down in Washington. In 17, obviously there was still some security apparatus and, everyone was on high alert this go around. But in 17, the perimeter was much more expansive. You had a ton more protesters. There was this kind of uneasy feel as you walked down the street wearing a tuxedo every night. This go around was totally different. People were high-fiving each other, very limited of any protesters that I saw. You recall in 17, there was a car that was burnt in Georgetown. This go around, you walked around Georgetown, everyone was just going into different parties. So much different reception, I think, across the board, not only just in Washington, but around the country for President Trump this go around. And I think people have high aspirations of what, this, at least in the next couple of years, he can accomplish.
Yeah, I mean, it's and again, not to go through, we tried to go through a bunch of stuff that was signed early on. I mean, whether it's oil and gas exploration or immigration or some of the foreign policy things, there's a lot to be constructive about. I think people in both parties I spoke to are really a little bit unnerved, but and on both sides. I talked yesterday about how the Biden family pardons were equally disconcerting, but the Jan 6 pardons are disconcerting for people of both parties. I wonder, what do you make of it?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think a lot of the actions that he's taken, at least here in day one and coming into day two, I guess, across the board, I don't think people should be surprised. I mean, a lot of this he campaigned on. A lot of this was out front and center and said he was going to do this. On the executive orders across the board, the devil's always in the details, right? If you start to comb through these, as I have been the last 24 hours, there's a lot of stuff that deals with analysis and comment periods and the likes, but the broader picture, kind of the bigger mark that he's going after, are things that he campaigned on that he had, popular support behind. The January 6th pardons, I think they are what they are. He said he was going to do this, and, Vice President Vance had said there would be more tailored than. I think what tipped the scales were the outgoing actions by the Biden administration. And he said, if you can do it, I can do it too. So I view that as more of a political tit for tat. I think, political part or presidential pardons across the board, something that I think will be looked at down the road. But I think in general, he is kind of executing early on a lot of the promises that he campaigned on. And I don't understand why some people act surprised, because this has been long foreshadowed, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know how it would happen, but I think reforming the pardon system would be a good idea. I just don't know how that happens. I don't know if it's constitutional or what have you. But you said you've been poring over a lot of stuff. I mean, in terms of like biggest takeaways or things that are people should focus on the most, like what are some of the things that out of this flurry of activity?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That is jumping out to you the most.
It's a lot of things, but I think and it's not just a Trump element to it, but you know, there's the headline and then there's what they say that they're going to try to do. And you know, for example, you know, you look at the ones across the board on, you know, energy, right. You know, and everyone's saying he's going to kill wind. And then, you know, you read the headline of the executive order to stop wind. And then you read the nuances of it, you know, and yeah, some wind projects are, you know, on the chopping block, some aren't. You know, so it's the nuance that he goes after to try to get a political / policy win, but also understands that he can't, you know, dismantle an entire industry.
Yeah.
I think same with immigration. I mean, obviously there's a lot of anxiety, you know, across various communities of what may come next. But you know, you read his talking points or you listen to his talking points during the inauguration weekend and what they plan to do, and they're going after violent criminals and gangs to start. And I think that's probably something that, you know, communities across the board can relate to. So I think the headlines, as with everything Trump, you know, are what's going to catch people's attention. And I think the nuances of what he's able to do and ultimately what they do is what unfolds here over the next several days, weeks, and months ahead.
Do you think he gets all the nominees?
There's part of me that does. I mean, there's always kind of these, there's no uncertainty. There's no certainties in politics. So there could be like one that maybe falters or should the shoe drops. But I think, you know, he's off to a good start, but obviously Rubio out the gate with 99 senators voting for him. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he came from, you know, the senator's club. Bessent should be confirmed, here today for Treasury. Everything kind of keeps tracking. You know, I wouldn't say there won't be a surprise, but right now, at least in my conversations that I've had with some Senate leaders over the last few days, is that, you know, they're going to try and let him get his team, and it's his right to do so. Right? You may disagree on who he picks, but you know, the Senate can vet them and the Senate can decide. But you know, I'm a firm believer that any president, Democrat or Republican, should be able to field their team with who they deem appropriate.
Ozzie Palomo from Chartwell Strategy, and if you don't know Ozzie, he's a Republican lobbyist. He's a long time in the business. I'm curious, you know, in a world where the president's a Republican and Congress is controlled by Republicans, is that better for business for you?
I think in, you know, not to kind of play into the narrative of the swamp, but, you know, I think any time that, you know, when Republicans come in, there's certainly venues and opportunities for businesses to kind of expand and kind of shed some of this regulatory burden that is put on them by, you know, typically Democrats. When Democrats are in, there's, you know, businesses adjust accordingly. And we saw that over the last 4 years with a lot of the folks kind of jumping on some of the more social elements of the Biden administration's push, whether it be DEI or energy, et cetera. So they vacillate quite, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the other. So there's always opportunity on the business side to help, you know, organizations, entities, and it's not just businesses, it's nonprofits, it's school, you know, universities, et cetera, better understand kind of what's happening. You know, all Republican control is a little bit different, right? The Republican Party is a big tent, whether folks like to admit that or not. And it isn't always kind of an easy, you know, transition from point A to finish. But certainly, you know, we obviously are doing our share to kind of help folks understand kind of the dynamics on what we'd like to say both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. I think early on, it's going to be pretty seamless, but inevitably there'll be some road bumps where, you know, Congress, just from a legislative body, you know, won't do things that from an administrative executive branch that the Trump administration want to do. And there'll be some internal fighting that, you know, bubbles up at some point here over the next couple months and years ahead.
Interesting. Ozzie, thanks so much. I know you're busy. We appreciate the time.
No problem. Thank you, guys.